Go Without Fear, October 26. Divine Commission and Examples. But the Lord said unto me, Say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee thou shalt speak. God dwells in every abode, He hears every word that is spoken, listens to every prayer that is offered, tastes the sorrows and disappointments of every soul, regards the treatment that is given to father, mother, sister, friend, and neighbor. He cares for our necessities, and His love and mercy and grace are continually flowing to satisfy our need. But if you call God your Father, you acknowledge yourselves His children, to be guided by His wisdom, and to be obedient in all things, knowing that His love is changeless. You will accept His plan for your life. How often those who trusted the Word of God, though in themselves utterly helpless, have withstood the power of the whole world. Enoch, pure in heart, holy in life, holding fast his faith in the triumph of righteousness against a corrupt and scoffing generation, Noah and his household against the men of his time, men of the greatest physical and mental strength and the most debased in morals, David, a shepherd lad, having God's promise of the throne, against Saul, the established monarch, bent on holding fast his power, Shadrach and his companions in the fire, and Nebuchadnezzar on the throne, Daniel among the lions, his enemies in the high places of the kingdom, Jesus on the cross, and the Jewish priests and rulers forcing even the Roman governor to work their will, Paul in chains led to a criminal's death. These are the world's true nobility. This is its royal line. In this line the youth of today are called to take their places.